There will be no Arab state in Israel. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 11th of February, 2026, Wednesday, beautiful day in Colorado, the mountain of the country, the plateau of the United States of America. There will be no Arab state in Israel. I suppose you want me to explain myself, so I'll begin. Now, in the book of Psalms, chapter 83, I have to begin with one of the musicians of King David's giving a prophecy while he was ministering. This was 2,800 years ago, I believe it was. I forget around the time. But anyhow, in Psalm 83, it is a prophecy of a regional war that Israel will fight in the far future. It will be fought after Israel returns to the nations as a kingdom once again. Occurred 1948, May 15th. It is a prophecy of a punishment on the enemies of Israel, family members, and hostile nations. The punishment began on October 7th, 2023. Hear me out. The Gaza War, we have termed it, the world has termed it the Gaza War. The Bible terms it the fulfillment of Psalm 83, a punishment of Israel's enemies. It began. There was talk that Benjamin Netanyahu knew about it. Well, there were those within the Israeli government that did know about it, Barak Ehud, and they wanted it to occur, fulfilling Bible prophecy. Because what it would do is it would now force Israel to engage in these ancient enemies, who now, many of whom are worshiping a certain god of religion called Allah. Allah is actually a Moabite god during the time of King David. They worship a god that was a god, one of the idols of present-day Jordan. Just a little history. Now, with this regional war, the individual that had been prepared through his life, his education, his abilities, his political abilities, through his gift, his abilities with managing a country, speaking on international platforms, who lived here in Colorado. I believe he was lived in Denver, Colorado, for a brief period of time. I think he studied, don't quote me, but I think it might have been Harvard. I think a business school. His name is Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, in my studies, I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu, this is my own belief, you don't have to believe me, but what I'm presenting to you is very important because there are many prophecies that have been set in motion. And for those that are not Christian, you may go to Jeannie Dixon and years ago. You may go to some of the old prophecies of, what was his name? I didn't study for this topic. I need to flow with it. So many of these people, years ago, centuries ago, Nostradamus, I remember the name, thank you. And I heard some of you saying Nostradamus, and I caught it. These people, they predict the future. H.G. Wells. They predict the future. There is a percentage of accuracy, but not like the Bible. The Bible is 100% accurate 100% of the time. The interpretation of the prophecies, that is where the inaccuracy begins. So that's the problem. Inaccurate interpretation. Now, with this conflict that began, Benjamin Netanyahu, if I'm correct, the only way I could prove it is to get his DNA and get the DNA of King David, Israel's greatest king. I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is of the lineage of King David within the Jewish families. Can I prove it? No, but I know the spiritual principles. King David was told, Solomon repeated, that there would always be someone in David's lineage that would be in the kingship. Christ, referring to Christ. But even as Israel become a nation, would become a nation again, I don't think Golda Meir or some of the other prime ministers of Israel, I think Menachem Begin may had some of the, he may have been part of the lineage of King David. I do believe that the prophecies were there would always be something, someone of that lineage in Israel's leadership. And I do believe more evidently, it's more evident that Benjamin Netanyahu may be of the lineage of King David. His spirit is the same. King David, he fought the wars for Israel. He fought the enemies without, the adversary within, his own people, the surrounding nations, King David did, the surrounding nations, the powerful people in Israel. And still, God was with him to eventually bring in the kingdom. Do I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to bring in the kingdom of Israel? No, I don't. I do believe that he is positioned by God to win the prophecies, the wars, the battle, the regional war in Psalm 83. He's positioned to do that. He will eventually, I think this year, most likely, he will be relieved of duties by God. I bring God into the matter. I factor him in because everyone listening to this program, you are in a cluster of Bible prophecies that are being fulfilled. A cluster, a swarm. You're in a landslide of prophecies being fulfilled that are occurring with China and Russia, Israel, the Arab nations, the United States, Brazil, India, South Africa, Russia and China, with what's happening in the precious metals market, with gold and silver. Should I go on? Should I continue to explain myself? You should know. You want to know the truth. Some say they don't want to know the truth, but even those that don't want to know the truth, you do want to know what I have to say. Donald Trump is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the end the seventh king, a king that remains in office for a short space, and then the eighth president, the eighth king of the greatest empire that ever existed in mankind's history, Great Babylon the Great, End Time Babylon, the United States of America. Should I continue? All right. Then you have a prophecy of a great war 7 years before, 7+ years before Armageddon, or a war that takes place east of Jerusalem, up north and south, butted up against present-day Jordan, called the war of, we call it Armageddon, Megiddo, an end-time war. And that war is about little over 7.5 years away. It will occur in the summer. But before that, 7 years prior, there will be a war that occurs in the summer, possibly this year. I think this year, I'll say this year. If I'm wrong, well then, thanks be to God, the Mass is ended. That's what I used to say when I was a Catholic. The very final words of the congregation is, the priest would say, go with God, and the Mass is ended, and we would say, thanks be to God. I didn't understand what he was saying, but I was glad the Mass was over. But thank God for my Catholic upbringing, because it has protected me, it has kept me. It was a shield and a protection for me during my early youth. Catholic Church is a great church. It's a great assembly. It has its problems. It is dysfunctional, like all the other six lampstands. But anyhow, this great war, a Russian war with other countries, and it's going to take place in the nation of Jordan, present-day Jordan. And so this is why I began the program with, there will not be an Arab state in Israel. I'm going to read an article, The War That Began on October 7th. Benjamin Netanyahu has been successful in every aspect of the campaign. But there has been a halftime. There's a halftime. And in the halftime, Israel is going to replenish all the supplies that it needs. Who will help Israel? The God of the Bible says it will be the great empire of the coming beast, the coming Antichrist. The United States of America, the land of the plumed serpent. It will be the United States that protects Israel diplomatically, politically, funds Israel financially, works with, is engaged in a partnership with Israel, both good and evil, with weapons of every magnitude, sharing intel, secrets, sharing information technology, sharing advanced weaponry, scalar. It would be America. And people are mad because we assist Israel, and the people of this country think it's because America is duped. And because of Zionism, there's Zionism. There's two types of Zionism: pure Zionism and unholy Zionism. Pure Zionism is the concept and the thought and the promise by God to the Jewish people that they would have an area of land, a real estate property given to them by God, from the Mediterranean, the Nile River, east and north to the Euphrates River. That would be their portion. That would be the place that they were to develop and live in. And all through these centuries, the Jewish people have been kept from even living or even existing. But the great prophecy is written in Ezekiel chapter 37. Some may disagree. It's okay. Israel would be once again brought into, given life, breathed into by God, and the two nations within Israel at one time that had conflict with each other would become one body, one group, one country. It came to pass in 1948. Now, here at halftime, Israel is once again getting the replenishing all of the weapons that they need, the finances, trying to recover. So are the enemies. But the enemies aren't so much now in the area that we call Gaza. There are some to the north, but they're really stockpiling in Syria and the nation of Jordan. Halftime is about to end. And I've been looking to see what begins the second or the final quarter or half. And I believe that I found it, and I'm going to read it to you. It's Associated Press News. It was yesterday, February 10th, here in the year of the Lord, 2026. I'm kidding about the year of the Lord. America is a cursed nation presently. The nations of the world are under judgment. Israeli minister calls the West Bank measures de facto sovereignty. Says no future Palestinian state. I read about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, that Israel was planning to continue building, living residential communities in the West Bank. Period. There was no possibly. Can we discuss it? Let's think about it. No. It was a plan that was going to occur. And when I read it, I thought, okay. The second half of this time of punishment on these peoples of the area is going to resume. And the next focus is going to be Syria and Jordan. Syria and Jordan is going to be the main focus. Israel is going to expand her boundaries, part of Syria, all of Jordan. I'm just giving you the telling you what's going to develop. Now, this was Ramallah, the West Bank. Quote, top Israeli official said yesterday, that measures adopted by the government that deepened Israeli control in the occupied West Bank amounted to implementing de facto sovereignty, using language that mirrors critics' warnings about the intent behind the moves. The steps, continuing to quote, actually establish a fact on the ground that there will not be a Palestinian state, according to Energy Minister Eli Cohen, speaking to the Israel's Army Radio. The Palestinians, continuing to quote, the Arab countries and human rights groups have called the moves announced on Sunday an annexation of a territory home to roughly 3.4 million Palestinians who seek it for a future state. Cohen's comments followed similar remarks by other members of Prime Minister Begin's government, including Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and Defense Minister Israel Katz. the moves, the Israeli officials' own descriptions of them, put the country at odds with both regional allies and previous statements from the U.S. President Donald Trump. Netanyahu has traveled to Washington to meet with him later this week, which I think is tomorrow, Thursday. So I'm reading this to you, end of quote, to let you know that this is prophecy being fulfilled. Israel will occupy the West Bank. In doing so, it will trigger the next round of conflict. We cannot stop it. Donald Trump cannot stop it. Benjamin Netanyahu will move forward in the objectives of his government to occupy the West Bank. They have to build because it will be an area that will be heavily defended from any outside aggression or threat. And there will be, by this new president of Syria, this individual, I'll have to get his name because I forgot it, Al-Julani, but it is now some other name. But his name is Al-Julani to me. So this is prophecy. This is God giving notice to the world that the second half or the final leg or the end of the Psalm 83 prophecy is coming to an end. Okay, I'm going to continue. Quote, last year Trump said he wouldn't allow Israel to annex the West Bank. The U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that aimed to stop the war in Gaza also acknowledged Palestinian aspirations for statehood. There won't be, end of quote, there won't be an Arab state. There are no Palestinians. There will be no Arab state. There will be Arab people living in a Jewish country. That is the only way you can explain it. Now, continuing to quote, this is out of, I'll give it to you here. AP News, this is by Sam Metz, 6:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, February 10th, 2026. Okay. Quote, the measures further erode the Palestinian Authority's limited powers, and it's unclear the extent to which it can oppose them. In a statement on Tuesday, President Mahmoud Abbas, his cabinet instructed all public and private Palestinian institutions not to engage with these Israeli measures and to strictly adhere to Palestinian laws and regulations in force, end of quote. Quote within a quote, a group of eight Arab and Muslim majority countries expressed their absolute rejection of the measures, calling them in a joint statement Monday illegal and warning they would fuel violence and conflict in the region. They are absolutely correct. They cannot lie. They cannot tell the lie. And other things they can lie. Islam gives them the right to lie anytime they want to the infidel. But in this particular matter, they are telling the truth. There's going to be conflict. With Israel taking the area of the West Bank, it splits the Arab community, and it actually makes it impossible for weapons or money to be transferred back and forth in the region. Okay, that was the end of that quote on that paragraph. Now we've got to talk about the United Nations, quoting United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Now, this man hates Israel, is an anti-Jewish, he's an anti-Semite, he is going to shortly end up in the landfill of history. He said he's gravely concerned by the measures. Quoting, they are driving us further and further away from a two-state solution and from the ability of the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people to control their own destiny, according to his spokesperson, Stephanie Dujarric. This was stated on Monday. He could care less about the two-state. He wants a two-state solution because he hates Israel. And he knows that with a two-state solution continuing to support the Arabs, it means more dinero, more cash, more power for many, many people in the region. He doesn't care about the Arab people. There are no Palestinians. The people are Arabs. They come mainly from Egypt and Jordan. The solution is these people, Arabs, Egyptian citizenship, Jordanian citizenship, they can live in Israel and be legalized and work, have the benefits, the safety, the great, great blessings what Israel affords these people who have no future. You know, he says that he wants the Palestinian people to control their own destiny. No, he doesn't want them to control their own destiny. He wants them to be chattel. He wants them to be pawns. He doesn't want them to be rooks or knights. He wants just fodder for the purpose. Continuing, these measures approved by Netanyahu's security cabinet on Sunday, they expand Israel's enforcement authority over the land use and planning in the areas run by the Palestinian Authority, making it easier for Jewish settlers to force Palestinians to give up land. Well, true. They can't tell the lie. This is true. This land was given to the Jewish people by God. That is the true Zionism. The destructive thought of the alternative to pure Zionism is this, like an illegal government, a dark state, deep state, shadow government of evil brought in by the satanic family, initially funded out of Europe, the Rothschilds. And not only the Rothschilds, but many in the United States have supported this plan. So, like I stated in the last program, Leo Zagami wrote a book which I think is a masterpiece, absolutely fantastic. The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster, Exposing Jeffrey Epstein and the Most Powerful Jewish Sect in the World. This Jewish sect that he's speaking of is the Zionist movement of the New World Order, of the One World Government. It is the the vile imposter that is bringing a negative light on Judaism in its purity, the religion, which there is a religious aspect of Judaism that is still in place for the Jewish people to know their God and to live upright, holy lives. It is still a defense to the Jewish people. But then there is the, as Leo Zagami phrased it, there is the other sect, which is actually anti-God, which calls evil really the way in which to serve God. You serve God through your evil. You serve God through everything vile, everything that is against the laws of nature and conscience. They call that Judaism, that part of the Jewish religion, holy. The book, again, by Leo Zagami, The Rise and Fall of a Frankist Monster. So with what's happening with this Israel, they're going to move on taking over and to become sovereign over the West Bank. It's their territory. Right now, the United Nations, United States government, the Arab nations, basically everyone in the region, they know and understand what Benjamin Netanyahu's plans are. And for some reason, they realize that in the game of poker, they don't have the hand to win. They can't win this hand. It's over. They don't have the cards that they need. Why? Because God did not give them the cards that are necessary. So what they're going to do is, rather than throw their hand down so all can see what cards they're playing, they will upend the table. And what I mean by upend the table, they're going to go to war. They're going to do something to trigger the conflict with Israel. It's going to begin the final chapter, the end of the Palestinian thought, or the state of the Arabs within Jewish territory. It's coming. They can't win. They've lost. Israel must take over and occupy present-day Jordan. They have to have it. Most of you in the audience don't know what I'm going to say. You don't have a clue. To the Christian people that know, it's time for Israel to take over Petra. The time for Israel to take over Petra is now. When the Antichrist comes, Israel has to have a place to run to hide from the face of the coming Antichrist. The Palestinians, which are not Palestinians, the Arabs, which are Arabs, there, they do have an out. They can be at peace with Israel. They can stay in the country. Israel will put them to work, pay them decently, protect them. The ones that need the protection are the children and the women, most of whom have been so radicalized, the hatred of the Jewish people is deep in their heart. But God can break that hatred. God himself can through just miracles give hope to the Arab women and the Arab children, and they can enjoy their lives. Where they sit presently, being led and being directed by these men like Abbas and others who are no longer with us, that had their existence end in Gaza 2 years ago or a year ago. These individuals that died, they didn't learn the lesson. And it makes it very clear in the punishment that would come, God said he wants to reveal himself even to the soldiers. He wants to reveal himself even to the women and the children. And he will. But what keeps the hatred so deep toward the Jewish people and toward the non-Islam world is Islam, those who are not following the teachings of Muhammad. The whole world is in danger, not just Israel. Israel's the beginning. The objective in the region is to eliminate, according to Psalm 83, the Jewish people, genocide them every man, woman, and child. This is what I hope those who are listening, who believe this is a genocide, listen to what I'm saying. It's not a genocide. It's a judgment that God stated would occur 3,800, 2,800 years ago. These nations had to be punished. And that punishment would come at a time when we would have the technology so the whole world could see the conflict in real time. God wanted the nations to witness it. God wants the world internationally to see what God does to the people and to the religion of hatred, to the gods of hate in Islam, the gods of violence in Islam. It is not a religion of love or compassion. Allah has no compassion. Allah says to either subdue your enemies or do away with your enemies. God says in Psalm 83 that they would know him, that they would know him as God. And when their eyes are opened, they would have hope. This now, what I'm reading to you, presenting to you, we are going to see now a continuation of a war that has been in halftime or between the quarters. And at the end of this next conflict, Damascus will be destroyed, flattened. The only people that will be there are the goat herders, people that have farm, that have cattle or sheep, goats. And the nation of Jordan will become the property of Israel. When that happens, the stage is set for another prophecy. Like I said, we're in the middle of a host, a company, a swarm of many prophecies that are in motion. A landslide, you don't have a rock or a boulder or two. You have half a mountain come down. This is what we are in. The world is in a myriad of prophecies being fulfilled, finished, in motion, and soon to be triggered prophecies. When this Gaza conflict, Psalm 83 regional war is concluded, then another major conflict is going to begin. Right now, Russia and Turkey, Iran, many of the Arab nations, they are fighting for a, you know, it's like wolves in Alaska. They bring down a moose, and they all go after whatever they can get. And they take a hunk of this, and they run off and feast. This is what's happening in the Middle East presently. There's a power struggle going on with Qatar, however you want to pronounce it, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, all the other Arab nations. They've got a carcass, and they're trying to take as much of the pie as possible. And to remain relevant, to remain healthy financially, to exist, they have to have a friend that will try to keep, you know, everybody's going to get a portion, but nobody's going to get it all. No one will get it, will get the whole carcass. Empire, make sure that our interests, we get the big, whatever we want, we're the first at the table. We get the prime cut. I wonder if there's a prime rib on a moose. I guess the moose prime rib. Yeah, that would be it. But we don't want just, we want the prime rib. We want all the other cuts, the New York strip. We want, so we're going to get the biggest portion. We have more in the game. We have more in this, you know, with this catch than anybody else. So Empire is going to make sure that we control who gets what. If anyone gets a little too big, a little too greedy, well, we'll make sure that we snap at them. When this next war comes, right now with the Psalm 83 war, when it concludes, Israel will be massive. From the Mediterranean all the way to, and from the Nile River all the way to the Euphrates River, butting up to Iraq. Then these nations that are fighting for a piece of the carcass, they will all stop quarreling amongst themselves. What they will do is they will say, wait a minute. Why don't we all support Russia, Iran, Turkey, Ethiopia, Azerbaijan, and the other nations, and Libya? Why don't we support, let's unify, let's become comrades, good old comrades that we are. The Islamic world will make the decision. Let's don't fight amongst ourselves. Let's go down to the mountains of Israel in the present-day Jordan. We'll camp right outside of present-day Israel. And we will just take over Israel. This is the plan. I'm thinking it may occur this summer. I don't see Israel waiting a year to take over, to finish the job, to finish the conflict. Syria, something's going to happen in Damascus, I think. Jilani al-Shirai, whatever his name is, I think he is going to provoke, especially now with what's happening with the West Bank. He's not going to like it. He doesn't like it. He's not going to let it just sit by, stand at a distance and let Israel do what it's going to do. I think this is going to provoke this Al-Shara, that's his name, Al-Shara, the new president. And I think what he's going to do is he is going to maybe have a state dinner with the president's, the son of Jordan, the president, the king of Jordan, and decide to attack Israel with whatever is, with the forces that are left, and Israel will finish the campaign. Then Israel will think, good, now there's going to be peace. Now we're going to be safe. Now we don't have to worry about it. And then Russia and all these nations are going to, they're going to put aside their differences, and they're going to think, you know, we better just put aside our differences. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I believe they will. And they will say, let's make a plan, put together a great military campaign against Israel. Can they do it in the next, let's see, this is March, April, May, June, July, August, in the next 6 months, can they put together the resources needed to bring their military weaponry and their personnel to present-day Jordan in the next 6 months? Man, I don't know. If they do, then Christ will return in 2033. If they don't, then I think he's going to have to return in 2034. But I believe that the Gaza conflict was the beginning of the final decade, the final 10 years before Christ returns. So I'm putting everything on that one hinge, hinging everything on the last decade began October 7, 2023. If that hinge comes loose, well, then we're not going to see Russia come this summer, but the following summer. It takes place in the summer, 7 years before Armageddon. Al-Shara, though, is not going to put up with Israel annexing, controlling the West Bank. He won't put up with it because it will bring peace to the Druze, I think they call them the Druze religious people down in southern Syria, adjacent to Israel's borders. So this is why I decided today, I've been considering it, I figured I better present this matter of what the Israeli government is going to do, because it is going to cause conflict. There's no way around it. It is going to trigger something. It's going to trigger war. I believe it's going to trigger the final conflict in the regional war. There can be protest at the UN with President Trump, Arab leaders in the nations. It's not going to matter. Benjamin Netanyahu, I do believe that he is being instructed by, I think, some of the rabbis that have somewhat understanding of the conflict. And I think that Netanyahu and his cabinet presently, again, Benjamin Netanyahu, he dodged a bullet. They were bringing him up on some of these charges for criminal activity. Is he into some, you know, dirt? Well, I can't deny that I don't believe he's squeaky clean. But like with Donald Trump, he is the individual that God has placed his God, the God of Israel, the King of the Jews, placed him as prime minister to direct the Israeli army, the 4th IDF, into victory in this regional war. He's the individual that is trained for this operation. He's a brilliant individual, and he understands, you know, he's very good at communicating the necessity of Israel finishing the conflict with these enemies. I stated years ago, I think 20 years ago, there would come a time Israel would be in a conflict and the United States gets involved, the UN gets involved, the Arab nations, Saudi Arabia, everybody gets involved, and they basically scold Israel, force Israel to cease operations, and Israel does. But I did say, and have said, even in the last 5 years before I ended radio and came to my own website, doing my own ministry on the internet, that when this Gaza, before the Gaza conflict began, 2 years, 3 years before, I stated, not because, the reason I stated is because I know there's going to be a time when Israel has to remove, eliminate threat as a nation. Israel has to take over and occupy the area that we call the nation of Jordan. So I said, in the next time there'll be a conflict where no matter which president, the UN, the Arab nations, doesn't matter what organizations, what countries are going to try to intervene and to halt Israel's military objectives, there'd come a time where God would say no. He would say no to the nations. Israel has, as a nation, is under orders through the prophets of Israel to begin judgment and punishment of ancient families, family members, and hostile nations in the region. Nobody would stop Israel from finishing what has been prophesied. And that began on October 7th, 2023, the beginning of the final decade before Christ returns. I'm hinging everything on that prophecy. That's my interpretation. Hopefully I believe I'm right. Once the conflict began, the nations began to squawk immediately. Benjamin Netanyahu did not budge. He continued. And I did say, too, that according to the scriptures, the leaders of those who were leading the campaign in the region, the leaders would die in the open before the world to see, openly. They would be assassinated, or that's eventually what would happen. They'd be assassinated. They'd be driving down the street, minding their own business. Boom, a drone would get them. They'd be found in a building, shot on the second floor with a sniper. And this is exactly what happened. Psalm 83. The leaders, the important individuals leading the conflict, were killed in the open. Their names were headlines. And they would also be the type of people who would even basically sacrifice their brothers, their wives, their children for the cause. This is a form of, in a sense, it is a type of Baal worship. It's a type of worship to the gods. They would even, their brother, I can't remember the one individual whose brother was killed in a strike, and he praises Allah that his brother died in the conflict for the cause. That is sacrifice. His children, his older sons, would eventually die. I think one of his wives dies. It's a thought process where it is a form of sacrificing those you love to the gods for the cause. It doesn't have to be a child being sacrificed to Molech or Baal. And this religion, it is a religion of sacrifice. Or your wife, or your child, or your baby child, or your brother, or your sister, or, you know, family members, your parents, they die for the cause. It's a form of worship. It's a sacrifice. And they don't see it. But for the cause, it is, they give glory to Allah for that. And then it says that the common soldier, they would die in the field, in the open, and be buried in the field under the rubble. And there would be no burial for them. So what Psalm 83 has stated that would happen has happened. But the psalm is not finished yet. So with this program today, I'm saying, the conflict is going to resume. It's going to resume. It has to resume. The regional war is not finished. But the regional war has the attention of all the nations of the world. And the cry of these who lead the Arab people in this conflict, they continually say to the world, we're going to have a Palestinian state. No, there will not be a Palestinian state. I'll talk about this in a different program, a future program. Eventually, there will be occupation of Israel, but not just by the Arabs. There will be others from the nations that will come to occupy. There'll probably be, these people will be, probably be involved in programs of one kind or another, some type of relief program, rebuilding. Yes, the Bible does say they are going to rebuild, and this is exactly what Donald Trump, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, many are saying he's the Antichrist. No, they're just anti-Semitic. They hate him. Kushner is fulfilling Bible prophecy. There will be Israel, Gaza Strip will be Israeli territory, and it will be a very valuable and highly priced piece of property. And they're fulfilling prophecy. This is for Israel's future. There are many people internationally that are Jewish that are going to return to Israel. They need to build apartments. They need to build housing, infrastructure. They need a 7-Eleven. I don't know if they need a McDonald's. But anyhow, okay. My website, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. You might have to put sometimes the http.com, you know, but thispresenttruth.com. Write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Support me if you would, and also I will continue. But for today, God bless you, God protect you, God keep you, God keep you from the magic and the witchcraft going out over the world. We'll visit again.